Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for sitting with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're very glad to say that our good buddy Josh Costell is back with us. Josh is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Science of Sales Success. And he's out there running a small business just like you and me. He's got an energy company. And Josh joins us from time to time to kind of give us some ideas on what he's experiencing in the marketplace, what he's learning, what he's some of the things he's taken advantage of, and you and I can avail ourselves of his experience and learn from him. We're going to do that right now. Josh Costell, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Josh, I was telling the audience that you were going to be here today, I was reminding them of something that they already know and that you know very well. And that is, in this economy, the current conditions that most of us have across the economy, whenever we have an opportunity to do business with someone, especially either new business or renewing of an agreement, a contract, sometimes we feel a little fragile. We feel a little weak, a little maybe intimidated is the good word to use. When it comes time to say, okay, last time they did business with me, I asked for X, but I really need them to go to Y this time. How do I do that? How do I try to get a little bit more, get back to where, closer to where I need to be, without running them off for fear of losing everything? That's in the minds of a lot of small business owners right now, isn't it, Josh?
Absolutely. You're always thinking, what would the customer be missing if I wasn't doing business with them? Because that's really going to be your value.
Right. But sometimes we have a hard time leading with that because it seems that everybody is focused on price these days. You and I both know that's not necessarily true, but we seem to have that in our head right now, don't we?
Absolutely, because, you know, price, if you can't really gauge value, then the easiest way to measure it is price.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we've been very sensitive to. And so our strategy has been to try to add more value via the terms and conditions of an agreement, not the price of it. And
right.
You know, we can discuss some examples of that.
Well, let's talk about that because, I mean, this idea of value versus price, you know, you and I've talked about it. I've talked about it many times. I was taught by the best people in the world when I was taught how to sell, you know, decades ago. I never worked for anybody, Josh, who was the cheapest. Everybody I ever worked for had the highest price of anybody
right.
in the industry. So we had to learn how to sell value. And so I was very comfortable with that. And I've done that all my life. I've taught that on this show. I've talked about it a zillion times on this show. But when sales, you know, when the economy takes a hit like it has in the last couple of years, it's easy. There often is a period of time when price is the only thing people will talk about. But what we've got to do right now, Josh, is we've got to realize that period where price was almost the only thing anybody would talk about, that period is getting farther and farther behind us now, and we have to try to revive the value. The value story, don't we?
I'm with you on that one, Jim. You know, some of the things that we have looked at doing is giving the customer, you know, depending on what you sell, whether it's a product or a service, or, you know, if it's a firm price to do something, one of the things that we've been doing is using a not-to-exceed price we're willing to take some risk and then share any cost savings with the customer.
Hmm.
So there is a price element to it, but you're both benefiting from it. And you're working together. You're saying, is there ways to drive out some of the costs we have? And it may be, can we take out, you know, if the customer wants something to be bonded or a certain insurance? But if you have a long-term relationship with them and they know you're going to do whatever scope of work you promised to do, can you take that out and say, hey, that would lower my cost 4% if I didn't have to carry that type of insurance?
Right.
And it's just,
so
you know,
so
a different way to cut it.
Is make them a partner.
Exactly.
All right, hold on to that thought, folks. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. And this gets back to what I've talked about for years, this idea of becoming vertically integrated with your customers. The way you do that is become their partner. And Josh is going to help you with that after these messages. Tony Taylor, stay with us. Late, great James Brown bringing us back. Some serious soul there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. All the other things are there that we do here every day and have been now for over 12 years. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Josh Costell is our guest. Josh is the author of The Science of Sales Success. We're talking about making sure that you're not leaving anything on the table, that you're not missing sales because you're not being creative enough. And Josh, isn't that really, isn't this equation that we're talking about, making sure you get the most out of the pricing of your product and the transactions that you're getting, is it a combination of being courageous about the value you offer, but also being creative with the way you work these things out with your customers? What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely feel that, you know, the more confident that I'm providing measurable value, the more confident I can be creative.
Right.
But, you know, that's the challenge. And I don't want measurable value to be that I'm $5,000 less than someone else. So
right.
The key is, how do you change the focus and be fair to the customer at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that we have looked at doing, Jim, you know, especially when we hear that when, for example, someone tells us that they want to do something, but they would have to wait for their new budget to kick in,
right,
which may be 2-3 months off. So what we suggest to them is, how about if we spread the payment over the two budget periods?
Right.
And, you know, things like that where they say, okay, so we can start this year and you can carry it to the next fiscal year. Or when they ask us, can we do anything on price, we ask them, can we get upfront money?
Right.
And if we get a deposit or mobilization, we'd be willing to trade that off.
And now, one of the things to point out, folks, the scenarios that Josh is talking about right now are business-to-business scenarios. They're not as much business-to-consumer type of relationships. And you can do these things. Some of the things we're talking about, the pricing is different. But having courage and being creative is still something that you got to do when you're doing business to consumers. But right now, at this moment, we're talking about business-to-business. And, Josh, I like what you said, and the only way to find out, though, I mean, it's amazing, Josh, how many salespeople won't even get to the point where they find out that the customer is having a budget challenge.
Yep.
And without knowing that, without qualifying them, without asking them the right kind of questions, you can't find out that's one of the that you working around their budget might be the solution, and you may be the only one of all your competitors who offer that. And that might be just what they're looking for. You may have solved their problem.
Yeah, that's, you know, there's, you have to focus. You have to, you know, explore that. And whether you're business to business or business to consumer, you know, one of the most powerful questions I find to ask is that besides price, what do you value most?
I love that question. Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Josh.
Okay. What I find, and again, regardless of whether it's business to business or business to consumer, you know, the one question that I find is very powerful to make them think about and give you the chance to be courageous and creative is to ask them, besides price, what do you place the most value on?
So if you're selling tires to a man who's putting it on the van that his obviously his family is going to be riding around in, is price more important to him or is peace of mind more important to him?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what
and he may, and even though you know that's important to him, he may not have thought about it. He may just still be thinking about price. You got to remind him who's going to be in this van.
Right, and that gives you the chance because often, Jim, they're going to say, I don't know, what do you mean? And you have to be ready to answer that question for them.
Right. Be like an attorney in a trial. You know, they never ask a question they don't know the answer to.
Right.
But yeah, that's exactly right. And so if you know your industry, if you know anything about the profile of your customers, you know, you've got a good answer for them. You know, they'll say, well, I don't know. What do you mean? And you say, well, what about on-time delivery? What about making sure that your vendors are not part of any kind of an outage or anything like that? What about that?
Right.
So
you
may have to bring that up, right?
Right. Or going back to your tire example, what about if you said, by the way, the one thing is if you have any problems, we will get you in and out within a half hour or whatever time. Compare that to the typical stay of 4 hours. How much is 3 hours worth to you during a business day?
New tires in your Saturday back. Or how about this? Mr. Jones, I know you're looking for tires, but we don't just sell tires. We sell peace of mind. And if you'll give me your email address or your wife's email address or whoever, we'll make a note here. We'll make a record of this. And in 3 months, we'll send you guys an email and tell you that it's time to come in and let us check your tires for road hazard and rotate them.
Yeah, that's great.
So so now you think he's going to go to Walmart after you say that to him? Even though you're $45 a set more, I don't think he's going to go to Walmart, do you?
No.
Hold on to that thought, Josh. We've got to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. More on this value thing, critical to your success in the 21st century, after these messages. Stay with us. Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Josh Costell is our guest. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. And Josh, we need to know how to find you online.
It's www.measuremax.com. measuremax.com.
You want to tell us about your energy company?
Yes. What we do, Jim, is we work with large institutions, and we help them reduce their energy consumption, and we also build small power plants to take them off the grid.
What does a power plant like that cost?
It typically a small one would be a couple of million dollars.
Yeah, seven figures. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And what powers that power plant?
Typically gas.
Ah,
but there's
gas.
A lot of measures, like putting a new thermostat in, that it's only $70.
And every household can do that and should do.
Right.
A programmable thermostat, absolutely.
Exactly.
And can they find out more about your company at the website you gave us?
Yes, they can send there, and we'll be glad to give them information about it.
MeasureMax, folks, if you need help, especially if you're a corporation, if you got buildings, and you're trying to do a better job of being more efficient and maybe even not being beholden to the local Power Grid. Check Josh out there. Josh, why do you think we're talking about value, folks? We're talking about making sure that your customers, if they do business with you or if they don't do business with you, they made a decision to either accept the value that you offer or not accept value we offer. And they, if they didn't do business with you, they said, I don't care about value. I'm only buying on price. And if they leave you with that scenario, then you needed to get rid of them anyway. They weren't your prospect anyway. Why do you think more salespeople don't focus on value? Why do you think that they allow themselves to get trapped in the price war?
Well, Jim, it goes back to something you said. I'd like to say a little bit different, is to be creative, you have to be courageous. Mm-hmm. And to do that, I think most people don't ask that one question that we talked about before. Besides price, what do you value most? Because they're concerned that the customer will come back to them and say, what do you mean? And they won't know how to answer that. And the rally killer of a sales call is two, what do you mean? What do you mean in a row? Right? Yeah, someone has to know the answer. So
I think that's called a square dance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or a circular reference, maybe.
Right, right. And, yeah, the Excel spreadsheet. So going back to what you said is them having to be a customer expert, knowing what are the things they should be thinking about to value besides price.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the best way to feel creative and courageous and confident enough to ask that customer besides price. And every one of them.
What about this, Josh? What if when you're training your people, let's say that your price that you sell is reasonably competitive. Maybe you're a little more expensive. What if you trained your people and you said, okay, today we just doubled our price. For the moment, our price is double what it was. But your life depends upon you selling this product or this service. So how are you going to do it? Because I doubled the price, which means price is off the table. It can't even be a consideration.
I love it.
What do you think about using that as a training technique? What do you think?
That is terrific because it just forces you to think about the non-price value that you offer. And how do you quantify it? You know, to me, you've heard me say, Jim, you know, I'm like a broken record on it, but if you don't quantify the benefits, and I understand certain benefits are perceived. I get that. But in this economy, if you have perceived benefits, but you also have quantifiable benefits other than price, you can win.
Well, here's another thing, Josh. The recent economic surveys that I've seen show that more small business owners are still discounting than are raising prices by a large majority. The disparity is significant. We've got to turn that around, folks, because you can't be profitable if you're discounting. We've got to turn that around. The only way to turn that around is to do what Josh has been talking about, and that's to make sure that you're focusing on value. Josh, it's MeasureMax.com, right? MeasureMax.com.
Yes, Jim, thanks.
Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Smart selling to everyone. Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you on the other side of the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.